While Secretary Clinton is traveling the world trying to bolster support for the U.S., the White House is trying to bolster support for President Obama. A number of new polls show that the president's job approval rating is slipping. He's losing ground among independent voters, a group that was crucial to his presidential victory in 2008. The president's declining poll numbers reflect a number of challenges and national crises that have tested his on-the-job performance. For more, NPR's news analyst Juan Williams joins us in the studio. Hi, Juan. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Leah.
Put this all in context for us. Why does the president appear to be losing support among the same people who voted him into office?
Well, there's a little bit of a paradox here, and the White House is kind of frustrated with it because the way they view the world is they came into office and they promised to get some things done, and look at what they have done. It's, you know, the financial reform that we saw passed this very week. But it's also the stimulus spending that kept the country from going deeper into recession or possible depression. I don't think anyone would argue that. And then, of course, the health care bill. Now, some of these things, though, Leanne, are not popular. And at the moment, if you look at independents, the ones you were just talking about, they've gone from giving President Obama 52% of their support in the 08 election to today down around 38%. You know, there's been a drop-off even among Democrats, gone from about 90% support to about 80% support. He never had much in the way of Republican support, but even that's down. You ask people why, and of course, the economy is the number one issue in the country. And if you ask them, well, have President Obama's policies helped you personally in terms of your income, your savings, your investments? People say no. In fact, only 13% of Americans say that the stimulus has worked to help them.
Oh, so the people are frustrated because they don't have a job, and therefore they are frustrated with the president. But about these independents, the slipping support from them for the president, does that have anything to do with the way independents define themselves?
Well, you know, it's from a political point of view, very interesting kind of problem. You know, if you ask people to self-identify, more people self-identify as Democrats than Republicans. But then if you ask people, are you more of a conservative or a liberal, more people say they're conservatives. And at the moment, independents, given what happened over the course of 06 and 08 in those election cycles, you see people who had previously said they were Republicans now saying, oh, I'm more of an independent. And I think those people are quicker to buy off of President Obama as a Democrat. And, of course, all the rhetoric flying out there in right-wing circles is about Obama's a socialist, Obama's taking the country down, all that kind of stuff.
Mm. But, you know, the president has had a lot of legislative successes. Even though health care overhaul was controversial, there's been financial reform, the stimulus plan. So there are successes, but are Americans, you think, more attuned to crises?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. You know, if you stop and look from a news cycle point of view at some presidents who are comparable to where President Obama now stands in the polls, and here I'm talking about Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, all at about the same in terms of approval ratings with the president right now at this point in their first term in office. And so when Americans are looking, it's not just the jobs thing that we were talking about a moment ago. It's also questions about how you're dealing with the oil spill. It's also questions about how are you dealing with immigration as an issue? How are you dealing with bipartisanship in Washington as an issue? What about that deficit out there? They read these headlines and they're thinking, you know, this president's not as responsive as we had hoped. We'd hoped in some ways that we were getting something different than President Bush, and we're worried that you are not the leader that we thought you were supposed to be.
How has the White House responded to all this?
Well, you know what? They're in hiding. They're shrugging their shoulders a little bit. But their attitude is going into the fall elections, we're going to say, you know what? Do you want to move forward or do you want to go backwards to the Bush policies? They know that they're in trouble in that fall election and it could get problematic.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, thanks for coming in, Juan.
You're welcome, Leanne. Have a good Sunday.